You're listening to SBS News.
About 28.4 million operations worldwide are projected to be cancelled or postponed this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to new research published in the British Journal of Surgery. In Australia, more than 400,000 procedures have been cancelled during lockdown. The federal government has eased restrictions on non-urgent elective surgery, leaving states to decide how quickly to return to full capacity. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Michael Kidd says it will be a focus in coming months.
Well, what we're hoping is that the backlog which has been created over the last couple of months will be able to be addressed over the weeks ahead, and so there won't be an unnecessary delay for people who are waiting for elective surgery.
Most states are operating at 25% capacity for non-urgent elective surgery. South Australia on Wednesday moved to 100% capacity. Meanwhile, Victoria says by May it will be 50% operational and ramp up to 100% operational by the end of July. Of the cancelled surgeries in Australia, about 25,000 of them are cancer procedures. Mr. Kidd has urged those at risk to get screened for cancer.
If you're due to have a skin cancer check or a bowel cancer check or a breast cancer check or a cervical cancer check, if you're due to have any of these screenings, please reach out to the normal services and arrange for the screening to be taken place over the weeks ahead.
Australian Patients Association CEO Stephen Mason says patients are relieved.
The patients are impacted, are thrilled. They're really joyous that elective surgeries recommence. Most of them didn't complain before. There were some in severe pain and it did impact their quality of life, but they realised the beds had to be freed up for patients whose life was at risk.
But they could still face a lengthy wait. It is estimated that to clear the 10-month backlog of activity, surgery will need to be increased to 110% of pre-pandemic capacity. Dr. Peter Pockney of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and co-author of the study says that will be a challenge.
We don't know whether we can push the system that hard to do 10% extra every week when we were going pretty well flat out anyway. So it's a massive problem, and one that the logistics and planning is going to have to start to solve the riddle, to solve the problem.
Dr. Pockney says he is reassured by government advice that personal protective equipment is now widely available.
I would hope that they would not have been rash and said, okay, you can get going now, guys, and use up all the kits, and there isn't enough in the cupboard to sort things out if things got bad. I think we have to take it on faith that they know that we've got enough and that they could slow us down again to protect the kits if the disease flares in the community.
But as hospitals start tackling elective surgery waiting lists, patients can still visit GPs as they normally would. GPs say they are seeing less than half their usual number of patients. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says that is concerning.
What that tells us is that a lot of folks are actually not going out and looking after themselves. The message here from me as the Health Minister is you still need to look after yourself. Please go and see your GP. Please get back to the dentist that you would normally go to.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carr-Katzel, SBS News.